Welcome to a special behind-the-scenes episodes of The PA Is In. I'm your host, Tracy Bingaman, clinician, career, and money coach. I help clinicians to land the biggest raises of their career, scale their income, and achieve financial independence. But also, I help you to identify what career sustainability looks like for you and how you can achieve that sustainability as a part of your work and life. Today, I'm taking a moment to reflect on a personal milestone that, quite frankly, kind of snuck up on me. I realized while walking into work the other day that I've been in my current position for just under 3.5 years, making it the longest tenure that I've ever had in one place. And you know what? No place is perfect, but there is no place that I'd rather be. So I don't want you to misinterpret this behind the scenes look as me saying that everything is unicorns and rainbows over here. But this revelation got me thinking about what has made my job not just tolerable, not just a place where I could recover from burnout and reclaim my identity, but a place where I've grown and felt fulfilled and I've flourished. The secret sauce to my job satisfaction isn't just one ingredient, because I know what you're thinking. Tracy, you work in private plastic surgery, outpatient aesthetics, and that's why. But it's actually a blend of many things. So I took a moment to jot down some notes here of what I think makes my job somewhere where I don't have plans to leave at a time when previously in my career, I would have been itching to make a move or feeling like I was just done with where I was working. First and foremost, as a career and negotiation coach, this will come as no surprise to you. I am well compensated for the work that I do, and my income has grown alongside my skills and contributions. I think that this is very different from where I have been before, where as my responsibilities grew, as the amount of work that I was doing grew, my compensation stayed stagnant. When you are working harder and your compensation stays the same, that is a recipe for resentment. So where I am, through diligent negotiation and a very generous employer who sees the objective value that I bring to the table in terms of revenue, but also the subjective value that I bring in terms of things like patient satisfaction and being a team player, my income has consistently increased year over year. If you are dreaming of a position where you can say the same, where your income grows over time, strategically, drastically, and significantly, you are not going to want to miss my upcoming live masterclass training. It's called Beat Burnout and Build Wealth: 3 steps to increase your income without changing jobs, cities, or specialties. Next up, the flexibility of my schedule cannot be overstated. It has evolved as my life has, and it has accommodated the most important moments that I want to be present for outside of work. Also during this time, if you've been following along closely at home, you know that I've transitioned from full-time to part-time. So I went from 4 days a week to 2.5 days a week. And that transition from full-time to part-time schedule, where I dropped my benefits and I saw a decrease in my income temporarily, was a game changer for me. That provided me a balance and also the time to nurture my passions and my professional interests. I realized that early in my PA career, I romanticized and, quite frankly, put way too much focus and emphasis on the specialty that I worked in. I thought that certain specialties were sexier and more attractive, and it wasn't even that those specialties were getting paid more money. It was the way that I thought those specialties were. Turns out, with a great schedule and reasonable coworkers who I like, I think I could do just about any specialty or healthcare setting. My work environment, coupled with a team that I genuinely enjoy being around, makes every day that I go into the office that much better. Now, next up is working in private practice. So I want to caveat this with saying working in private practice often comes with some downsides, things like a smaller organization with a less clear reporting structure, and at our office, sometimes more growing pains as we have almost doubled in size since I started there 3.5 years ago. But working in private practice means that sometimes there's not as much red tape, and that has kept my professional life refreshingly straightforward. I remember when I had just started at my position, I was probably there 3 to 6 months, and my schedule had been pretty boilerplate. Monday through Thursday, I actually worked Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 4 kind of standard days from the time that our office opened until the time that it closed, with an hour for lunch. Now, I've never once taken an hour to eat lunch because I came from the OR where you ate when you had time and you sometimes scarfed because you had the good team in your room who were turning that room over and you had to go see a patient and get something to eat and go to the bathroom and be back in 20 minutes or less. So I had this whole big block of time over lunch and I said, hey, would you book me through lunch? Because I have patients that work in this building or work in adjacent buildings who want to come see me over lunch. Give me a 15-minute break at 10 a.m. Give me a 15-minute break at 2 p.m. And I will work through lunch. We had front desk coverage. I wanted to start a little bit earlier in the day and stay one appointment later. And I made 2 longer days and 2 shorter days because that worked better for me in order to be able to get out and get some things done before I had to get my kids out of daycare. So when I wanted to make that change, I laid out my new schedule. I made sure I had the same number of patient contact hours. And I was really increasing access for patients because I was wanting them to come through lunch. And I presented it to my office manager and one of my docs, and they both said, do it. And there was no drama. I feel like at former organizations where I worked, it would have been 6 months of back and forth emails, a committee meeting, and then a maybe, where they would have said, if we have to do that for you, we have to do it for everyone, and it's not fair to the other clinicians. But here, I put in a request, I made my case, you know, I was organized, I said, this is what I want to do. And they said, go ahead. But the perks don't stop there. One of the biggest things for me in this outpatient setting is the boundaries between my work and my personal life are strong and respected. This allows me to complete my responsibilities within my work hours and then to truly switch off my brain once I'm home. Not having to worry about things like call, working nights or weekends is a luxury that I understand is hard to come by in healthcare. The next thing that has kept me where I am and made me very happy about my current position is my patients. They are delightful. If you are a student who comes to shadow me, expect for me on a Friday morning to say at least 5 times, my patients are the best. They add joy and purpose to my life. I truly adore them. And the large majority of my patients are happy to see me and overjoyed to be getting their treatments. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this show and the ability to record episodes like this one that I get to share with you. The fulfillment that I find outside of work hours, this job has given me the space to lean into this very podcast, to grow as a clinical career and negotiation coach, and to contribute to our profession in meaningful, if abstract, and non-traditional ways. It's a blend of professional satisfaction for me and personal fulfillment that keeps me anchored in my position without plans to leave anytime soon. Now, I know, and I am old enough to have learned that life changes. And as your life changes, you should be on the lookout for pivots and opportunities for things to change. But right now, I feel very rooted and satisfied. I don't feel resentful or taken advantage of. Now, if you are listening to this and you're like, that sounds great, but that is not the situation that I'm in, head to the show notes, click the link for that masterclass. I would love to show you some ways where you can scale your income, but also that you can feel less resentful and less like you're being taken advantage of. Because when we're underpaid and underappreciated at work, that leads to almost immediate resentment. Thank you for joining me on this journey and allowing me to share my insights and stories from behind the scenes. It's what makes this show, The PA Is In, so special. It's about more than just navigating our careers. It's about thriving in them together. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a part of this community and returning again and again to this place for connection and inspiration. Here's to many more years of growth, learning, and fulfillment in the places that we choose to call our professional homes and in our lives outside of work. That's all for now. This PA is out.